ready to learn something from God's word?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's come to our theme verse for this month. This is the month of victory. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57 says, but thanks be to God. Everybody say, but thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I have shared the message in my Facebook page. So if you like me, you will get it. So that's there in my Facebook page. Go and get some time to see that. But the most important thing which we should understand is people who are victorious have an attitude. And don't walk as if you are a loser. Walk as if you are a victor. Hallelujah. Like how sister said today, no weapon fashioned against you shall stand. Why? Because we are interjoined with Jesus. When they touch you, they touch the apple of God's eye. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I will be a wall of fire around them. So you are precious in God's sight. So when you are victorious, four things happen. I just want to tell it and then go into my main topic today. Therefore, my beloved brother 15, it says, be you steadfast. You should be steadfast. The people of God should not be inconsistent. They should be steadfast. Their hearts are steadfast on the Lord. Not only on a Sunday, 2 hours, they come and sit here and then their hearts are on their business. No, their hearts should be steadfast in the Lord. Second, they are immovable, unmovable. Say unmovable. So people who are victorious are, hallelujah, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Say always. That is always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because you know that the labor in the Lord is not in vain. Hallelujah. Your labor. See, your labor for your company can be in vain. Because many a time, at the time of your promotions, you get introduced to new terms. Proactiveness, then. What is the other term?
Initiative.
Initiatives, then. The initiative, you are not proactive, you are not.
Innovative.
Okay, we forget that word. Innovative. Innovative, creative, you are not a team man. How many of you have heard those words? Hallelujah. But that's why, you are thinking for a promotion, but your manager comes with these words. But I'm telling you, there's somewhere in the city of Bangalore where your work is never in vain, that's in shelter, house, your house. Hallelujah. Every prayer you pray is important. Every Bible study group you attend is important. Every encouragement you share is important. Always abounding in the work of God. Say abounding. You should be rich in doing God's work. Yesterday there was a cleaning here, Brother Naveen called. I don't know how many people. I hope all of them are rich. I don't want the calculator to be here. But those Sapphire group people who came and helped him, praise the Lord. Others, also when your turn comes, join with your circle leaders and do the work of the Lord. Abounding in the work of the Lord is the sign of a victorious person. Amen. Because you know that the devil is a loser. Hallelujah, he has lost. The souls that are around me, he has lost their grip. It's just a matter you go and tell them. You are just a smile away from them. You are just a small good morning away from the potential soul which God has in your life. Amen. I was seeing this history. I want to again tell you, engineering and empire in TV18, last time when I went to one of our brother's house, he introduced me to TV18 history. Then I liked the channel and I saw the Engineering and Empire series, Roman Empire, how it came. When you listen to that, you will understand the background of Jesus, the time where he lived. Now if you go to Rome, you will see a big Colosseum. That was the place where gladiator wars literally happened. Can you believe? Through the day, like how the theaters are now, it was a big. The Roman kings were so much liking these bloodshed. So they will send the gladiators in front of the wild beasts. Imagine, I'm telling Lord, when I saw that, I got a fear in my heart. I said, Lord, I'm so happy to be born in India and Narendra Modi as my Prime Minister. No complaints. No complaints at all. Imagine if Nero comes and says, hey Ashley, you have to face a lion today. It was possible. The Roman Empire was the greatest empire. So after the bloodshed, night was the biggest fight. Men together. The enemy, the person who loses is dead. That was the culture that time. Imagine that is the culture where Paul preached Jesus. You should understand that, friends. And I want to tell you, those Roman empires are dead and gone. But the letter of Paul to Timothy is still alive.
Your labor in the Lord is never in vain. Write the word of God. Write the word of God. Talk it to people.
That's why we are putting it in Facebook archives. Somehow we do not know when the Lord will come, like Dr. Jacob said. And said, we are waiting for His coming. If He comes, we have to go. If He doesn't come, well, another 100 years, we do not know whether this building will exist. Another 200 years, we do not know whether this thing will exist. But somewhere, somebody will find my Bible. Somewhere, somebody will find my blogs or Facebook. And who knows, they will be touched.
Yeah, yeah. So your labor in the Lord is never in vain.
So work for the Lord. Do the work of the Lord. Clean the church, no problem. There's no shame there. Do the work of the Lord, because that is the only work that will give you a lasting reward. Did you get it? Okay, now let's go to our portion today. Victory over sin. These days we don't hear much of sin. Especially in church circles also, sin has lost its aim. Because God is there, now everything is there. You tell me what is one wrong in your sense. Coming to church, once in a while we can bump church pastor. As if you have attended all the churches. When there is a fellowship meeting, when it's possible, we meet the pastor. Okay, so that's not a wrong. Church attendance is wrong, maybe not a problem. Earlier, in our time, when we were in Karnia, looking at a girl was a big problem. So there was this warden, lady warden. You better keep away from the girl. So we have a boys like this going, and I have sometimes seen Shiva going inside. She was a very good girl. And I remember the first service when I saw her, she was leading. I don't know the word she is. Then I first wanted to see whether she puts an ornament or not. My Malayali Pentecostal eyes. That day I didn't see. 2 days after I saw her, ornament. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. You know, there are some judgmental eyes which we have. I'm telling you, friends, if you put an ornament, you will be in heaven. Don't worry about that. But that was a time, what I want to tell you, there was a time when putting ornament was a sin. People were so holy. Puritans, they used to call Puritans in that culture, putting gold. They said, because gold was used to make the golden calf. So they said, okay, let's not put gold. So then some people said, yeah, okay, let's appreciate it. Let's take it. Our Malayalis were so conservative till now. I believe whatever you lose for the Lord is a blessing. I believe that. So if you say, I don't want to use gold, God will make your face like gold. That's the commitment between you. Not for the sake that everybody are moving and I'm moving. Whatever you lose for God's sake, God will grant it to you. Okay, now that is not my topic. So, earlier putting a TV in the house was a big wrong. Okay? How many of you believe that? I remember, I'm a fourth generation Pentecostal. If a pastor has a TV, that's all gone. If that was the case, I would pray. So what is wrong in our culture? What is the sin in our culture? Slowly, everything we are accepting, we are adopting. Last week, one sister sent me an invitation for a church service. It is so-called. She just wanted me to be aware of it. Worship happening. Worship style, dance. For all age groups. So that's also there. So dance, you want to dance, you can go in the... So, so slowly the preaching of sin has gone. But I want to tell you, friends, God has not lowered down on His standards. And this sermon will not give you a hallelujah. With that introduction, let me go. Romans 7, and my message title is Victory Over Sin and Addictions. I will take it in two parts, today and next week. Because we have a lot of scope to complete. Romans chapter 7 and verse 24 and 25. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Verse 8, chapter 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. In KJV it's there. In all other translations it's not there. In King James Version it says, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. See, you can see a lot of laws there. There are a lot of laws in these verses which we read. Number one, there is the law in the members. Okay? Verse 22 says, for I delight in the law of God. Number one, law of God. Number two, law of sin. Law of sin. So, law of God. Second, law of sin. Are you getting this? Are you in that verses? Law of sin. Third, you have the law of the Spirit of life. That's in 8 and verse 2. So, three laws. So, what is Paul telling here is very, very common for us. If you look at Romans 7 and verse 18 onwards. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. In my flesh, there dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me. I want to do. I want to be a good person. That desire I have. But how to perform that which is good, I find? I don't know. Pastor, I try to not be angry, but when I see my wife's face in the morning, something erupts. I want to be gentle to her. I want to be, but somehow. Okay, then I forget. Suddenly I see her mother there behind her. All the characters in the story are fictitious. Any resemblance to person living or dead is? See, I will ask you Galatians 5:1 if you are not telling. Hallelujah. It is purely coincidental. Okay? So, see that we need to do good. But that desire to do good is there. Pastor, I want to come for fasting prayer, but I sleep off something. I want to do. So, the law of God is in a way. I want to give a good offering, but correctly or someday I will forget my words. I want to give, but the ability to do good is not there. So in my mind, I have that law of God, that surrender, the consciousness God has given me. In my members, another thing is working, law of sin. Nothing good. Nothing good will come. Lift your hands, it's really something. You lift your mouth, that's all God. You open your mouth, graveyard. How many of you know what I mean? So this is a law that is present. This is a law in your members, in your body, attacking your eyes, your hands, your leg, everywhere. So Paul is telling, oh, verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil I would not, that I do. I don't want to do evil, but that will end up. The good I want to do, I'm not able to. How many of you can identify with Paul here? Ah, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. And verse 24 says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Because this body is now governed by the law of sin. Whatever we do, it's sinful. In my mind, I want to do. If you were there in that situation, gone, you have no salvation. That's why the next verse says, I thank God through Jesus Christ. There is something that came in between. The law of God that is pure and perfect, and the law of sin that is inside of us. Somebody had to preach. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ comes with him, there is a law, another law. That is present. That's what we read in Romans 8 and verse 2. Romans 8 and verse 2. For the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So I am escaping my body. Traps. You got it? When you have Jesus in your life, your sinful passions in your body are rendered dead. Because he died for you on the cross. Pastor, I don't have any sin. So I am in Christ Jesus. I don't have any sin. The law of God has counted me. Grace, grace is there.
New Testament. We are in New Testament times, Pastor.
I want to tell you what is the difference between Old Testament and New Testament. And then you. So today I'll be talking about the law of God. What is the law of God? The Ten Commandments. You know that, remember? In Exodus chapter 20. But before that, I want to define sin. 1 John 3 and verse 4. 1 John 3 and verse 4. Can we come to 1 John? And this is a New Testament scripture. 1 John 3 and verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. What law is this? Law of God. You transgress God's law, you are. I don't have any other God, I have only Jesus. Wow, fantastic. Jesus came and amplified the law of Moses. You know what is not simplified version, it's an amplified version. Matthew 5, 6, 7 talks about that. See, whom you serve is your God. Correct or no? You serve somebody, that becomes your God. Who controls you, that becomes your God. So that's why we read in Matthew 6 and verse 24. Right? Let's read together. Matthew 6 and verse 24. Jesus said to those Pharisees and Sadducees, they said, hey, I have only one God, the Lord of Israel. But okay, tell me. Now tell me your righteousness in this. 6 and verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other. Or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money or mammon. You cannot serve God and money. In Tamil, I liked it. Tamil, it's not money there. It's riches of the world. Porulas. I think so. That's what I heard. The love of the world. So loving God or loving the world. You shall have no other gods before me. So, when money controls you, when the desire for more of money controls you, you make money as your God. Correct? That's what it says. God is not against money. How many of you know God had a treasurer? Who was the one who betrayed him? He had a treasurer. You go to the grocery store down and say, I'm a Christian, give me a puppet. They will make you a puppet. You have to give them money. God is not against money. When promotions come, increments come as a result of your work, praise the Lord. But money should not control you. Money should not control you. You should be less dependent about the happiness that comes from your promotion. Then you're happy in serving God. Coming to Sunday service and sweeping the house of God should have more delight in you than you get the promotion. That is what is meaning talking about serving God. When everything is right, I will serve God. Earlier, when there was no car, bike and all, people used to catch buses or walk. Now we got car, bike, still we are in the mattress. Praise be to God. What a blessing. Friend, that is the thing. Who controls you is your God. For some people, it's their wife. Come. Go. Their God is their wife. For some, it's their husband. Oh, free money. First year, that will be the case. Maximum. Now and not one day only. When we were married and all, it was too much. We enjoy still. But now and all, who controls you is your God. You shall have no other God before me. And when Jesus said you cannot serve money and God, what he said is, who is righteous among you? Who can say that you are following God wholeheartedly? So, did Jesus make matters complicated or simplified? Tell me. Simple. No, no, sir. He amplified the law. God, Moses, he said, you shall have no other God. Jesus said, you shall not serve God and money. So it is amplified version. Because people always love money, they love promotion, they love increase, they love everything. Who doesn't like it? That's why Jesus said, if anybody wants to follow me, let him forget about all he has. But that doesn't mean you have to sell your goods now and follow him. That's a balanced teaching. Okay? Your heart should not be there. Like our sister was saying, she can fight it. She can, if she wanted to put a strategy to put it off, she can. But the Telugu song strengthened her. And God fought the fight. And if she is going from the company, okay, praise the Lord, go. They cannot do anything else. For some of them, work is their God. What is that? They are called workaholics. They like to, why did you get married when you simply tell? Dawn to dust your work, not a dawn, dawn to dawn. Friends, your health is very important. Don't work too much. Your body is an engine. How many of you know that? It needs oil, grease, like how the cars built. You, 60,000 kilometers I had, this fellow who gave me the Scala said, sir, your car only 6,000 rupees maintenance per year. I was so trusting him. That I have not seen that number at all. This time 60,000 I got the... Oh, sir, your belt has to be changed. What belt has to be changed? There is some AC accessory belt. Okay, how much is it? 7,000 rupees. For one belt, 7,000 rupees. Not only one belt, another belt also has been repaired. I said, hey, wait, wait. You replace that one. Next time will come. Budget though, GST, sir, everything has increased. I said, okay, what to do? But now I also have GST. You just do that one belt. And you move and next time when I get some money, I will come and replace that. My belt will run, no problem. God will take care of the belt. Hallelujah! Somebody said, praise the Lord. See, you should not be dependent on anything of these. If any other God you have in your heart, let it be loosed now in the name of Jesus. Anyone who controls your life other than your God, let it go away. Let Jesus control you. Before you take a decision, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Take the peace. Allow the word of God to minister to you. And then take a decision. So, whom are you serving today? Second, do not make any idols. Correct? That's the second commandment. Do not make any idols. Make. So, idols are something which we make. Correct? Idols. Idolatry, God doesn't like in the Bible. Even the cross cannot be an idol. The cross, it's a cross. Some people put cross everywhere. Cross is not for you to put everywhere. You live in that cross. You have to be crucified on that cross. And some people, before they see any temple, like, I don't understand how to put it. I'm okay. I do not know how. Here. Okay. 1, 2, left, right. But I always get confused. But that doesn't make me a sinner. Hallelujah. It's okay not to know that. See, you should not make anything. That's God's command. If you make anything as your idol, God's law is violated. And what happens then? Sin is, Pastor, I don't make anything. Oh, okay, very good. I understand. Let's come to Ezekiel 14, 3 and 4. Ezekiel 14, 3 and 4. Ezekiel 14, 3 and 4. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their... Where? Heart. Idols in the heart. Oh God, who is the idol in your heart? Again, setting up idols. Setting up idols. You have set up idols in your heart, and that's why the blessing of God cannot come and sin your... That's what I said, the law of sin is in your body. For some, their clothes are their idols. Correct, no, sisters? That cloth I like so much. More than even... idols in the heart. When you set anything in your heart, that is transgressing the law, that is going out of the law. You, for some it's their iPhone. All the thing is there, Pastor. You meddle with the phone, that's all God. Correct?
Idle in your heart. Do not be attached to anything that you make or anything that you have made. Let all the idols in your heart be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
For some it's a film star. Oh! Before the film releases, she's there or he's there for the first show, first ticket he has made.
Don't make any idols.
Because the Bible says the law of sin is, it's in your members, it's in your eyes. You won't read the Bible, but you want to gaze upon the star of Tarevan. That's me.
Idol in the heart, and God pictures idolatry. But law of God is precious, but the law in the member is sin. Whatever we do is sin.
You have your own thrilling people, personalities.
Any idol that you have in your heart, let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Because as long as you have idols in your heart, the sin is in me.
Hallelujah. Colossians 3 and verse 5. Can you read that? Colossians 3 and verse 5. Are you learning something?
Yeah.
So Old Testament, do not make idols. In New Testament, becomes even more worse. Idolatry definition itself is going worse. Look at Colossians 3 and verse 5. Colossians is in New Testament?
Yeah.
Colossians 3 and verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Covetousness.
What is a covetousness?
You're walking through Commercial Street.
Nothing doing. Wait there. Wait, buddy. I want that.
Salwar on that
mannequin.
That's not it.
Coveting.
No, I want it now.
Now.
How much I have settled with you. What do you give me? Making coffee, powder, this one thing can't you give me?
Covetousness.
So how many idol worshippers are here? I don't know, asking you if you're this is what is idol worship.
Hallelujah. The neighbor has got a Indian car, so I should have a i20.
I should not become less. If you go with the Maruti, go on. Thank God for Maruti 800 alone. Nobody, not there, they only. Hallelujah. See, this is idolatry. You won't come down, no? You are somebody else. I understand. But covetousness in the Bible is defined as idolatry. And that is the law in your members. Some people only get from having it. Again, I'm telling you, I'm not putting any sky camera against anybody. Why only from there? Chickpea clothes and dresses are there. No, it's not there. It's not the chickpea clothes and dresses are closed. Only having it you get. Let all those evil anointings leave in the name of Jesus. It's okay. What is it about you get? But when you have your debit card in your in money in your debit card, now you have credit card. Husband says, hey, no money. That is there, no. What is there? One day, if you stop the payment, what will happen? What is the percentage? 18%. Difference of different cards. American Express, bigger one. Having that American Express card itself is a prestige, right? That is simple. Yeah, American MX card I have. I am like a big thing. You know, gone. Covetousness. One day, you know what? How credit card companies make business? They make use of your indiscipline. Because they know that they are not going to give the money which man's basic principle is to be a defaulter. Correct?
Yes.
If there are some good people who are paying EMI, if the pastor asks, I keep paying. But many people else, it's not like that. The most indisciplined people are outside. They think, okay, so in my credit card statement, I still catch a job. Minimum amount due is thousands of money. Full amount is some 25 or something. Because I get some points, I used to make it a point that after a threshold I will not cross. Whatever I can pay from my debit to credit only will do. I pray that the Lord will strengthen me for that in the end. I'm not telling it's a good financial thing, no, don't get it. But I have heard that credit points you get and that you can reduce some money. So friends, do not have any idol. Your credit card should not be an idol. There's all the status symbol should go in the name of Jesus. I'm of this gang, I'm of that clan. That's all idol. In front of God's presence, we are nothing. Covetousness is idolatry. So now, sins are being revealed, correct? We should be sin-conscious. We should know where we have wronged our God, because the law of God is without fail. It is the law of God. It cannot fail. In fact, Jesus came to amplify that, not simplify the law of God. Right? So, New Testament has made it even worse. Our standard should be higher. That's what I mean. Worse means our standard looking at us and our ability to fulfill the righteousness of God, we are gone. First two itself, pick it out, correct? Or again, some wickets are there, okay, forgive me. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. So that was only Lord of word of Lord in vain. Look at Matthew chapter, hallelujah. I'm just trying to compare and say that, friends, we have our baggage with us. Everybody say baggage. We all have, even the pastor has baggage. No, I accept it. I'm open to accept that I also have my own baggage. But there's an important, the important thing which I want to tell you is very, look at verse 33 onwards. Again, you have heard it. Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thy oaths. That is the name of the Lord. But I say unto you, swear not at all. It is 6 and verse 34, okay? Matthew 6:34. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. How many of you have heard this? By heavens, I say. And that's the heavens where may honor something. Mother is there to take care of all our burdens. Mother promise? You know, I have asked, mother promise, friend, will you really help me in this exam? Mother promise, because I know, mother promise is that. How many of you have heard? You are all very righteous people. Okay,
That's good.
Okay. So mother also is what? But for something to be thou shalt not swear by thy head, 7:36, because thou cannot make your one hair white or black. How many of you swear like this? At least one of you have done this. Neither swear by your head, you cannot make it white or black, except by the dye. Okay, that's it. Verse 37, but let your communication be yes, no, for whatsoever more than these cometh of evil. Brother, will you come for the meeting? Yes, Pastor. Really? Meeting comes, ayah is not. So your yes should be powerful, your no should be no. There is no more promise for that. So your words itself gone. Sinful, we are sinful. In the Old Testament times, only God take the Lord's name in vain. But in New Testament times, even your yes and no is evaluated. Pastor, I will definitely come. Ma, where were you? I just went there. Go there. But come here also. You told, you can keep your word. Hallelujah. No, hallelujahs will come. It's okay. Look at 12:36 and 37. Matthew 12:36-37. 12:36-37. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by thy words, everybody say, 37, look into the screen, everybody look into the screen and say, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be gone. Case all, rested three, third wicket out. By your words you shall be justified. How many of you only say praise the Lord? At least in me they become praise the Lord, pastor. In house, Allah Ullah only. Suddenly coming past the face. Their handshake only we know. What is it? Praise the Lord always. Hallelujah. Friends, by your words, make sure. Don't simply use your words. Every evil effect of your words, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. That name is there also. I'm canceling it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have used without life, don't say, I will die, I will die, I will die. There are people here, I know, that's why this is coming. I'm going to die. Wait, leave my day. There's a day. God will let it take you. It's not that telling, I will die. Your death is, you are only telling that you're going to die soon. Every person who said, I'm going to die soon, I come against all those words in the name of Jesus. Don't use it like that. I've seen people saying, I have died, and they have died. Yeah. You tell your son, good for nothing. How will he come up? Hallelujah. By your words, you shall be justified. By your words, you shall be condemned. So before fighting with your husband, use your words properly. Wait, we are going to fight. Tell me. Wait, buddy. In the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Who do you think? By that time, the coin goes off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, in New Testament times, it has become more difficult. But it's Jesus said, your sin is in your members. And that's why Jesus said this. You cannot be righteous but by Him. The next, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. One day, once in a week. You should not do anything that you like. You should come and sit. That's the old covenant. What is the New Testament? If I keep meeting her every day, will you come?
Yes.
You are the most difficult person. I know. I understand before keeping a meeting. From this long distance. But our sinful member will say, no. Bangalore is no. Brother, will you come? That smile itself, we can understand that it's a. So before asking, will you come? He will say, I know, brother, you cannot come, but pastor's diplomacy, you know. But try. Please try. Because I know that try can make us more. In fact, correct. But because I said a try, a pastor also said try. So I am not. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What a good life we have, no? See, Jews have made Sabbath very holy. They do not do anything else. They are observing it with all passion, with all reverence. But look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. Acts 2 and verse 46. And they continuing daily with one accord. Everybody said, they continuing daily with one accord. Wow. For one meeting we call how much reviving there is. How many of you have come even for one? Why? Situations. But if you look at your righteousness quotient, it is nullified. That's what I wanted to make sure. In Jesus' sight, none can act over smart. Is it coming out or no? The law in your members, are they coming out? The law of sin, which is in your members? Every day. Old Testament, once a week. New Testament, every day. We cannot clear up, we understand. But let me tell you, church meetings are important. Hebrews 10 and verse 24. Hebrews 10 and verse 24. Hebrews 10 and verse 24. And let us consider, everybody see, let us consider one another. One another. This word has gone on. Me alone. In Tamil, there is a movie called Tamil Tani Uruvan. Tani Uruvan means me alone. Me for me, myself. Selfie. Earlier we would say, bye, please take a snap. Now if you give the mobile, he will catch and run away. Cool. iPhone 10, you ask him, brother, can you please come and take a phone? He will run away. Hallelujah. So what has done? Why not a speak face, sparrow face, arrow face? You have a good face. For some photos only this will happen. What is this and this and this? These are all evil signs. These are images which are glorifying the enemy. Let it come off your system in Jesus' name. Amen. You, with this baggage, you cannot go to heaven, brothers. I'm telling you. You want to go to heaven? Or no. With Antichrist rule, you'll be happy. No problem. We are all running one race to go to heaven. With your baggage in your hand, you better forsake your baggage and leave it to the Lord and try going to heaven. Hallelujah. So it says, Hebrews 10 and verse one another to provoke unto love and to good works. 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Means we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We should not shirk on meeting up together. Hey, we are having the men's fellowship. Are we coming? Not are you coming? You are coming. That should be our conscience. Next week after next, we are having the women's big meeting in Koramangala. I'll tell you the details. I think I told you. We're going. All the ladies should come. That is the first century church. You want to go to heaven or no? See, don't. In the first century church also, there was a pattern. It says, as the manner of some, they always absent for every meeting. Absentees. From today onwards, you're going to be present for every spiritual work in Jesus' name. No? Hallelujah. For those who receive it, praise the Lord. Amen. I can only tell what is sinful in your life. When you forsake the gathering of saints, you are committing a willful sin. Because the next verse says, as you see the day approaching, which day? The Lord's day. The Lord's day of wrath. It's going to come. Very soon it's going to come. How many of you saw the moon last week? That was I have to tell. I know there are smart people where I have to tell. Hey, go peep outside, man. There's a blood moon happening. Suddenly, brother Mark went outside. Hallelujah. I don't know whether it's by me or not. But anyway, he went out. Then I saw some other people also gathering momentum and going outside. When I looked at the terrace, everybody are looking. Then I said, Lord, is this the way you're going to come? Suddenly, my thoughts went like that. That spectacle when the Lord Jesus is going to come soon, all of them from the rooftops will be looking. What's happening? In the twinkling of an eye, those who wait for him shall be transformed. The righteous people will be transformed. Hallelujah. So friends, Red Bull and all, when you see, understand that the coming of the Lord is near. Otherwise, you have to make a choice. You will be on the rooftop seeing what is happening, or you want to take part in the spectacle. May all of you take part in the spectacle, in the twinkling of an eye, in the last trumpet, we shall be transformed. Hallelujah. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be transformed. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it says, as the day is drawing near, as the day is not drawing near, we should meet more. 7:26 says, for if we sin willfully after meeting, after meeting, it says, next verse is what? For if we sin willfully. So, absence from church meetings is a, I'm not telling, don't look at me. For if we sin willfully, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there is no more. So, I'm bringing all of you to the conference, what all should I do? Promo, this, that. At last, when you are, till now I am in that thing only. Will them come? Will Brother Kishore come? He is going to Vijayawada. Will he come? Sorry, I broke my thing. Hallelujah. Will that brother come? Will this brother come? Hallelujah. Till you all come there, my heart will be. Because we, other people are coming. They will come. To see some people should be there. No? So, once all of you come and sit in the conference, I will be like, it's the heart of a pastor. I am praying, Lord, let our sister quick and then come there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is our heart. Hallelujah. Because
Hey, that's what it says. See, don't take your gatherings as...
This year, make a choice. For your life, you will not miss a Sunday service. Yeah.
Don't mean, I'm not telling shelter. You may go in different places, but find a spirit-filled church there and go for worship. Never miss on the gathering of the saints. Because if you are missing, the momentum is gone. Sin, sin. That's what it says. Sin.
Sin in our members. No, hallelujah. Okay, next. Five. Okay, always will. And it says, always have the seed. Everybody say, always have the seed.
Always. Everything. Fire. Always. Pastor, what to do? Monday. Come. I'll come. Tuesday. Yes. Same seed. Wednesday. Double seed. Thursday. Quadruple seed.
Let it happen in your life in Jesus' name. This is the word of God, friends. I'm telling you what the word of God teaches you. Five, honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord is giving you. How many of you know that? Honor your father and mother. That's Exodus 20 and 12. That's what Moses worshipped. After honoring your father, now that is also gone. Old people put in old age home. Who will take care? Old age people are there. In your young age, did they give you to their somebody? Don't do that mistake. Everyone should take care of your parents. There is no other nobler duty than to take care of your parents. Amen. Till they are fit and fine, let them do. But when they are weak, then their strength is failing. May this heart never grow cold. It's okay if you are not earning, but spend it. Give them their needs. Provide their needs. Honor your father and mother. Not only that, in New Testament time, we read Romans 12 and verse 10. In honor, preferring one another. What is that? In honor, preferring one another. So when I see Lakshmi Amma, I should honor her. She should honor me. That's all. Honoring. Honoring. Again, oops, I made that mistake. It's a big thing. Okay, but it's a good thing. So, honor one another. Honoring one another. So, not just honoring father and mother, it's honoring one another. Next verse is very, I like it. Please read it. Put it on the screen. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Pastor will say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say. I thank God for this verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. All of you should mark it, okay? Double in all of you. Their Bible, put a good marker and mark. Not remember, brother. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Damnation is not only now, they are only calling. Hallelujah. Damnation we are doing. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Hallelujah. I hope you know that. That's self-explanatory. Who labor in the Lord, who labor in the word of God. That's your local church pastor, your elders, wherever you go. Honor them. Honor them. Never forsake it. He might put a baggy pant and come. Or the days it was that moon, the white moon. I don't feel like it. These days, other breed of preachers are there. The torn jeans type. And it's okay. They are doing the work of God. Honor them. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Honor them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. In NIV, it says, who takes wisdom to you. If there is a wisdom place that comes in Bangalore city, it's this place. Talking wisdom to your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And admonish you. Next verse. So never say, talk ill about your pastor or anybody else. This is the word of God. And you esteem them very. What is that? Pastor. I'm just giving you an example. Okay? You don't do like that. But we are all friends. But respect, when there is respect, there is no rebellion, there is no law, there is no disloyalty, there is no frustration in the camp. When you know that your pastor loves you, when you know that he's preaching God's word to you, honor him for that. Not only here, wherever you go, let shelter house believers be people who honor their pastors more than anything. Hallelujah! Of course, honoring God, honoring parents, honoring one another, honoring your local church pastor. And be at peace among yourselves. There are some more verses. One other verse says, the elders who preach God's word are counted double honor. What is that? So if you get 20,000, I am entitled to get 40,000 per month. Don't read it theology, that's how it is. But yeah, we are all whatever day to day life.
So double honor the men of God deserves. Make no mistake.
So by this time, all the five are over, the other five is there. I don't know whether I have time, but I just go to 2, 3 and very quickly say, thou shalt not kill is the sixth commandment, law of God. Matthew 5:21-22 says, whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause, is in danger of judgment. Oh, wait a minute. See, murderers we have heard who hit and kill another. But if you are angry at your brother without a cause, wives, before getting angry at your husbands, examine whether you have a cause. Husbands, before getting angry at your wives, because that's what the word of God says, correct? If you are angry at your brother or sister without a cause, Pastor, 7 o'clock, I need coffee, 7:30, she won't, that's not a good cause. She brought water for me. What is water? That's not a right thing to be angry at. So when your anger itself, see, your anger is calculated in New Testament to murder. Next thing, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus amplified version. What did you know? This is everybody we can know. Matthew 5:28. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman or a man to lust after her hath commit adultery with her already in her heart. God. You're married and you look at the postures of some good looking ladies. That's wrong. Lusting after. And biggest cause of marital breakdowns these days, online pornography. It's just that you will be in Google, suddenly there is something comes. How many of you know that? We are all, it's not when our children, very soon they will be exposed to this danger of pornography. Talk to them, deal with them and say, it's wrong. Don't give your children tablets before 11 or 12. Tablets are wrong. Tablets or phones should not be given. Monitor them. He's my only son. You want your son? I know he's your only son. You want your children to grow in the Lord's? Monitor what they're doing. For some of the idols, when I come to idolatry, it's their children. First birthday, he's the prince of the earth. Oh, hey. If it's a daughter, princess. A princess putting all the thing. You are a princess for the day. You are my little sharp princess. Come on, make them understand that they are just a beautiful gift God has given you. To be thankful to God instead of, Pastor, you know what? It's a Barbie themed party. What? Don't call me for all those things. Hallelujah. May the word of God be prominent in you. Amen. Thou shalt not come in adultery. Lusting after a girl. Lusting. So, by this time, I think our law of sin is revealed. Correct or no? We are all sinners. That should be revealed. And that's where we need to repent and come back to God. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's things. That's the next. Lies. Thou shalt not commit a lie. Thou shalt not tell a lie. How many of you can boldly say, Pastor, I have not said a lie in my life? We are all sinners. But why I show you this is, don't think that in New Testament there is no sin. In New Testament, your sin is exhibited. You know why? Because you will run to the Master for help. You will run to the Master for help. You know in your strength you cannot do it. You cannot keep your marriage. How many of you can keep this Ten Commandments? Tell me. I told you the Old Testament version and the Amplified version. Who can say, Master, I am a righteous man, all these things I have done? No, we all need a Savior. And that's why Jesus introduced
himself to us as the Savior who carries away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. If you do not have sin, Jesus, you will be dead in your sins. But thank God for the Savior. Hallelujah. That's what we read in Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation. Everybody said condemnation. Conviction is there. We fall short. But we should try. And Jesus gives us many methods to overcome sin. And one of that is the blood of Jesus. Next week, I'll be talking about some other things which gives you power to overcome this law of sin in our members. Are you understanding how wretched you are? I understand how wretched I am. Without Jesus, I am a wretched man. Nothing good dwells in me. I do the evil that I do not want to do. And I don't do the good I want to do. Why? The law of sin. Today, surrender the law of sin to the Savior. Because Romans 8:1 says, there is now therefore no condemnation who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit and not of the flesh, for the law of Spirit of life. When you have Jesus, you have the Spirit of life. You will soar around. Hallelujah. The law of sin cannot keep you captivated. The law of sin cannot keep you captive. In Jesus, you are set free. When you have Jesus in your life, you have the Holy Spirit to guide you in all truth. Hallelujah. That you will not miss. Even if you forget the law is in your heart. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Even if you want to walk in hallelujah, you want to go down, you will not go down, because the law of Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is in you. Somebody who has the Lord Jesus, lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Can we read it? Hallelujah. And then we will pray. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1 and verse, hallelujah, 7. But if we walk in the light, everybody say, walking in the light. If we walk in the light, so all these things, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no idols before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. You shall not just keep using your words. You will meet every day. That should be the attitude. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. By Jesus who is living in you. Today, leave off all your baggage and surrender to the cross of Jesus. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Everybody say, fellowship with one another. Don't lose the fellowship of Jesus. His koinonia, He will rub all your life. The person of Jesus will rub. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. Everybody say, the blood. Lift your hands, all of you, rise up to your feet. Let's respect the blood of Jesus here. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. Everybody lift your hands here and say, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Today I'm telling you, as you saw your sins being revealed in front of God's word, just say, Lord, your blood cleanse me.